an audio drama from 2E Productions. The Chant, Episode 5, The Angel Enigma.
Look, the army is arriving!
No, we need to get out of here now. We are in extreme danger.
Why? Won't the army protect us from the cult?
Not if these soldiers are brainwashed by the cult.
Damn! You're right. They're heading this way with their guns pointed at us.
They're not here to protect us. They're here to kill us. Mills, don't leave by the front door. It's too dangerous out here. We'll meet you around the back of the building.
Okay, I'll head out the back door.
Jones, get us out of here. Now!
They're shooting at us!
The limo's bulletproof. But we can't take much more of this damage. Get out of here.
Keep down, we're out of here. Do you see Mills anywhere?
Over there.
Get in, Mills.
No, go, I'm in.
I think we're out of range. Anyone hit?
No, I'm okay.
I'm okay as well.
Jones, now that we are out of range, take the next turn and then slow down. We don't want to attract attention.
Okay.
That buzzing in my head has now got really weird. It's much louder. It's like there are 1,000 people all talking at once in my head, but I can't make out what any of them are saying.
I feared as much. This means that the cult has got more powerful, and their hive mind communication is improving dramatically.
Does that mean that the hive mind communication will be faster?
Yes, it's possible, but we are now in unknown territory. The cult has never spread this far before, so we have no idea on the impact. And now, seeing that they have a lot of the army under their influence, they are starting to become extremely dangerous. What's more scary is that it also appears that the army have shoot-on-sight orders for us.
Damn! I also noticed that there are no cops on the street. Mills, can you check if you can reach HQ on the radio?
HQ, Officer Mills reporting. Please respond. HQ, please respond. We need assistance. Anyone on the signal, please respond. Nothing. It looks like we are on our own.
Damn! That's the last thing that we need.
Start heading back to the safe house, Jones. We can't depend on anyone else at this stage. It falls on our heads to stop Moloch.
Sure, we'll do all we can to help, but right now we have some more problems. Look up there. There is another army squad on the road. Do you think that they are friendly?
It's hard to know. Mills, are you able to decipher any of the cult talk from the buzzing in your head?
No, not yet. The buzzing has got really loud since we escaped with the sword, but I can't make any of it out. It's like 1,000 people all talking at once. It's just a garbled mess.
Jones, let's just take it slow and steady for now and assume that this squad has not yet got the cult's message.
Okay, we'll soon find out as they're looking this way. Damn! They're onto us! Hold on! They are trying to pin us in.
Get out of range, then stop beside that blue car in the distance.
Are you certain?
Yes, hurry up.
The chatter in my head is starting to go crazy.
We have to move fast. Everybody out. Jones, hotwire that car.
Okay.
Well done. Let's head back to the safe house. We should be able to travel unnoticed in this car.
Okay, I'll drive carefully so we won't attract attention.
Okay, everybody in? Father Waters, is everything prepared?
Yes, everything's ready. Here are the tranquilizer guns.
What are these for?
To protect ourselves against the cult members. As they are only brainwashed by the cult, we do not want to cause them any unnecessary harm unless absolutely necessary.
Will it knock them out for long?
About 10 minutes or so, it will hopefully be long enough to act as a deterrent.
This is the tracker and receivers.
Good. The tracker is for you, Mills. Hide it in your shoe. We'll have the receivers so we can track you, and they will beep in our ears when you are close. I'll explain shortly, but we need to have a way to secretly know when you are nearby. We won't be able to use the two-way radios once we get access to the temple.
Why do I have to wear the tracker?
Because you can travel unnoticed by the cult. This is the only advantage that we have, and we will have to exploit this as much as we can. We are also going to have to split up. I'll explain shortly, but we also have one more item for you to use against the cult. Father Waters, is the injection ready?
Yes, we just finished it a short while ago. Here's the needle and vial.
Wait a minute. What the hell is this?
Don't worry, Mills. It's mainly a sedative. It should not hamper you too much. But the thought process behind this is that once you become infected with this sedative, it should impact the hive mind process and effectively slow it down.
But why would I want to inject that into me? My brain is still half fried from the cult, so the last thing that I need is to have more shit injected into me.
I realize that, Mills, but you will be the one with the sword. And as you are still regarded as being part of the cult, only you will be able to get close enough to Moloch to strike him down. Meanwhile, we will have a replica sword to confuse the cult. Father Waters, is the replica sword ready?
Yes, the replica sword is ready. Here it is.
What do we need the replica sword for?
Mills will carry the real sword while the rest of us will carry the replica sword. As a distraction, we will allow ourselves to be captured by the cult, and our understanding is that they will not notice that the sword is a replica and will bring us back to the temple to allow Moloch the chance to gloat at us. Only Moloch would notice that the sword is a replica, but our main purpose at this stage is to create a distraction, which will allow Mills to enter the temple unnoticed and give her the chance to get close enough to Moloch to strike him down.
Wait a minute! Those soldiers have a shoot-on-sight policy! We will be shot down the second they get close enough to us!
We realize that, but we will ensure that we do not go near the soldiers, but only get captured by his high-ranking cult members. These are cult members that have been with the cult for a long time, and these should have a direct line to Moloch so that they will want to bring us back to the temple. Father Waters, have you determined where these cult members are?
Yes, Father Robbins is currently tracking them.
Are you certain that these cult members won't attack us?
Yes, you will just have to trust us.
And how are we supposed to distract Moloch and the cult?
That is a job for Fathers Waters, Robbins, and myself. We will perform an exorcism on them. It won't have any impact on them, but it will be an irritant to them.
And exactly what am I expected to do?
You will take the real sword and head to the temple. In your current state, no one should try to even bother you. However, the temple will be in lockdown. That is why we will have to create a distraction to get the doors open so you can sneak in and get close to Moloch and strike him down.
Why can't I have the sword? I'd love to have the chance to slice Moloch in half.
Believe me, we'd all like to have the chance, but only Mills in her current state will have any chance of getting the opportunity.
And how will we know if Mills has entered the temple?
As we are going to let ourselves be captured by the cult, they will take any weapons and communication devices from us. So we will have to hope that they will not notice the hidden tracker headphones in our ear. These are professional government level gear, so they will not be easy to spot. Father Waters, give us an example of the tracker tones. First, let's try the tone to highlight that Mills is nearby. Good. Now give us the tone to signal that Mills has taken the injection. Good. Mills, remember, once you take this injection, the impact on the cult members will be short-lived, so you will want to make your move as soon as possible at this stage.
Okay, got it.
Okay, then. It's time to start the plan. Mills, you take the gray SUV from the garage and head to the temple and stay undercover until we arrive. We'll try to get the temple doors open as soon as possible for you. Everyone else, let's head to the blue SUV and allow the cult to capture us and take us to the temple. Okay, those are the cult members that we are looking for. Jones, pull up just below them, then everyone get out of the car slowly and with no sudden movements.
Okay.
Let's approach them slowly. Hello. We are the people that you're looking for, and we also have the sword of Saint Peter. So take us to Moloch as he commanded.
Show us the sword!
This is the sword that you are searching for. Bring us to Moloch so we can present it to him.
Moloch only wants the sword. He does not want to enter the temple.
I realize that he said he only wants the sword, but things have changed. I know that you can communicate with him, so check again and see if he wants to meet us.
Moloch wants us to kill you.
Get back! Get back! Those are tranquilizer shots. The next ones will be real bullets, so get back!
We drive you from us, whoever you
Father
may
Robbins,
be.
Be careful with spirits, that exorcism.
All satanic powers, all infernal invaders, all wicked legions, assemblies.
They've got Father Robbins!
Moloch has changed his mind. Follow us to the temple.
Okay, we'll follow you to the temple to meet Moloch. You have the sword, so we can do him no harm.
Welcome to our service, my angels. I can see that you have brought all our angels in the temple a present. We have the sword of Saint Peter, along with the priests and a detective. Bring them to the front of the temple so that all of our angels can see them. Angels, look at our enemy. They are defeated. Without the sword, they are defenseless. Bring me the sword so I can show it to everyone.
Guide us, leader.
Leader, here is the sword that you requested.
Angels, here is the sword. Wait! Wait! This is not the sword of Saint Peter. Angels, continue your meditation while I go over and speak with our guests directly. Father Galano, where is the sword of Saint Peter?
Your angels took it from us and gave it to you. That is all I know.
Don't lie to me. I can see that you know this sword is a fake.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That is the only sword that I have seen.
What about you, Detective Jones? Have you seen the sword?
No, I have not. And if I did see it, I wouldn't tell you.
Brave words, Detective Jones. Where is your colleague, Detective Mills? I have not seen her since she joined my angels.
I don't know. It's not my job to keep track of your angels.
Father Waters, can you shed any light on this mystery?
No, I've not seen the sword or Detective Mills either.
If that's the way that you want to play it, then it will be on your own heads, because I've got methods to make you talk. I suspected that something like this may happen, so we prepared something for you. Angels, bring in the surprise that we prepared for our guests.
Yes, leader!
What the? Is that a crucifix?
Of course it is. And I'm going to get all of you to test it out.
We drive you from us, whoever you may be. Unclean spirits.
Really, Father Waters? An exorcism? Do you think that frightens me?
Assemblies and sects.
I think that you look to be concerned about it.
And may you be
really?
Snatched away and driven
well, let me show you how
God
concerned I am about it.
Made to the image and likeness of God.
Angels,
and redeemed by
grab
the
Father Waters
blood,
and prepare him
man.
For crucifixion.
Most cunning serpent, you shall no longer dare to deceive the human race. Persecute the church, torment God's elect, and sift them as well.
Jones, make a break for it and try to open the door.
Angels, stop Detective Jones!
Yes, leader!
Well done, angels. Bring Detective Jones back up here. Detective Jones, why are you trying to run away? You'll miss the crucifixion of Father Waters.
You've made your point, Moloch. There is no need to do this. Let Father Waters go.
Then just tell me where the sword is, and all of this will stop.
I told you already. That is the only sword that we have.
In that case, we'll have to continue. Angels, crucify Father Waters.
Yes, leader!
Stop this!
We don't have the sword! Stop this!
As I told you already, just tell me where the sword is, and this will all stop. Good work, angels. Now raise up the crucifix so that everyone can see Father Waters.
Yes, leader!
Well done, angels. That is such a beautiful sight. I think that this really suits Father Waters. Don't you think so, Detective Jones?
You've overstepped the mark, Moloch. Take him down. There is no need for this torture.
I disagree, Detective. All you have to do is tell me where the sword is, then all of this will stop.
We already fucking told you we don't have the sword.
Tough talk, as always, Detective. I'm certain that you would make a great angel if you joined us. However, maybe you might not be so tough when it's your turn. Angels, bring out the crucifix that we have for Detective Jones.
Yes, leader!
This one has your name on it, Detective Jones. Maybe you might be more willing to cooperate once you take your place on it.
You've made your point, Moloch. I'm pleading with you to stop all this and open the doors to the temple so that we can discuss this in a civilized manner.
Open the temple doors. Do you think that you have any friends left out there to help you? Believe me, there is no one left to help you, as only my angels are outside this temple.
Then why won't you just have an amicable discussion with us? There is no need for this torture.
There are no need for any discussions, priest. There is only one question that I need answered. Where is the sword of St. Peter?
We cannot give you what we do not have. We gave ourselves up to your angels and were brought to this temple on your terms. The least you can do is to try and reach a peaceful solution.
Your teachings won't work on me, priest. Either give me the sword or join Father Waters on the cross. And don't worry, I've got a crucifix prepared for you as well. Angels, bring out the crucifix for Father Galano.
Yes, leader!
Look at that, priest. Three crosses side by side. This reminds me of the time your leader Jesus spent on Earth. What a fitting end for you, Father Galano. So, Detective Jones, it's now time for you to take center stage. Have you had enough time to change your mind? Do you want to join my angels?
My only wish is to have the sword in my possession. You would not be so pretentious then.
As always, angry to your last breath. Be it on your own head then. Angels, crucify Detective Jones.
Yes, leader!
Exorcizamus te omnis immundi spiritus.
Wait, Father Galano is honoring us with an exorcism. And in Latin as well, how beautiful but totally futile. You have to realize, priest, we have long passed the stage where an exorcism can stop me. I will soon have a physical presence on earth, and nothing will stop me. I have an idea. Angels, open the temple doors so all can see how futile my enemies are against the angels of Paragon, and so everyone can see the crucifixion.
Yes, leader!
Good. Now make sure that all of our angels get a good view of the show. Detective Jones, don't worry. We have not forgotten about you. And there is no need to check the temple doors. There are only angels getting into this temple. Angels, it's now time to crucify Detective Jones. Put him on the cross.
Yes, leader!
aeternum Dei, verbum caro factum, qui pro salute generis nostri tua invidia perdita, humiliave de sam eclipsa factum, obedien usque ad morte.
Well done, angels. Now secure him firmly onto the cross.
Yes, leader!
Et portas infirmi versus ea, esse praevalituras edixit, cumea ipse perensis omnibus,
good work, my angels. Are you enjoying it, Detective Jones? Excellent. Now raise him up so he can join Father Waters.
Yes, leader!
What a pretty sight. Don't you agree, priest?
His
exorcism is now growing tiresome. Angels, make him stop.
Yes, leader!
Again! 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 Learned your lesson yet, priest? Now answer my question. Do you think that our friends look rather fetching on those crosses?
Your cruelty brings me no satisfaction, Marlowe. I will not do anything to fortify your ceremony. The only response that you will get from me is an exorcism.
You are so wrong, priest. Don't you realize that the blood that I collect from your crucifixion will be the human sacrifices that I require to create my physical presence here on Earth? Ah, I can see that the penny has finally dropped. How ironic! The great Father Galano, the famous priest that the Vatican sent to stop me, will now be the one who creates a path for my physical presence. I hope you enjoy being remembered as the one who brought me into this world. Nothing to say, priest? Don't worry, it will soon be time for you to take your place on the crucifix. But first, I want to create a show for the new angels that have just joined us at the temple. Welcome, my angels. I will now put this fake sword to use. Watch me kill Father Waters and start this blood sacrifice. Goodbye, Father Waters. Take comfort knowing that your blood helped resurrect me. Keep watching, angels. I'll soon have a physical presence on Earth.
My Mills, you made it.
What's wrong, Detective Jones? Something seems to have gotten your attention?
Ah!
Don't worry. I think it is now time to spill your blood.
Vade Satana.
Angels! Shut that priest up!
Yes, leader!
I'm warning you, priest. If I hear one more exorcism from you, I will cut your tongue out with this sword.
It appears that our exorcisms are finally working. I think your powers are starting to fade. Locum Ecclesia Uni.
Angels, why are you not stopping the exorcism? Angels, I can't hear you speaking to me. What's wrong? It's time to put a stop to this now. I'm going to slice that ugly tongue from your head.
It's time to end this, Moloch. This vial that your followers ignored, it contains holy water, collected by Jesus himself and was stored in the Vatican for a time like this. Now, let's spread the holy water.
Don't even think about throwing that.
You will pay, priest. Your soul will burn in my flames.
No, it's time to end it, Moloch. It's time for the most ancient exorcism.
Father Galano, I'm over here. The injection appears to be working. His followers are not responding.
Mills, attack him with the sword! I'll start the exorcism.
Okay, finish him!
Time to feel the flames of hell!
Look out! Fireball!
It missed! He's hit his own followers!
Burn in hell, you witch!
Mills, the sword. It has powers. It will absorb the fireball. Then you can return fire.
Okay, I'll try.
Everyone will burn in hell's fire.
Take this, Moloch!
Well done, Mills. He's dead. Are you okay?
I think so. I thought that I was too late.
No, you were just in time.
The followers, they have stopped chanting. Is it over?
I think so.
Yes. It looks like they are starting to return to normal.
Good. We could do with some help here.
Oh my God! Jones, are you okay?
Yes, just about.
Help him! Take him down! Do we have any medics here?
Yes, over here?
Yes, I'm a medic.
Okay, get over here. We need some help.
Help us get Jones down. Unfortunately, we're too late for Father Waters.
Yes, but at least we have stopped Moloch.
We have stopped Victor Stone, Moloch's presence on Earth. It remains to be seen if Moloch has been eliminated.
You mean it's not over?
Oh, it's over all right. We just have to be vigilant to ensure he never gets this chance again.
Don't worry, Father. We'll be ready for him. But hopefully it'll never happen.
Complacency. Mills, that is the true enemy. It was our world's complacency that allowed this horror to fester in the shadows. We turned a blind eye to the whispers of discontent, the erosion of faith, the subtle manipulations that drew the vulnerable into the cult's embrace. The angels rose because we forgot to watch, to pray, to act. We must ensure they never get another chance to rise. Eternal vigilance is our charge now, lest the darkness reclaim what we've so dearly won.
We beat it this time, and we'll beat it every time.
I hope so, Mills. For the sake of the human race, I hope so.
An audio drama by 2E Productions, The Chant. Written, produced, and directed by 2E Productions. AI voices provided by 11 Labs. Sound and music effects by 11 Labs and Pixabay.